probably the world's foremost authority on exactly when and where you can see pictures of your favorite movie stars that you probably don't even know existed, these pictures of your favorite movie stars with no clothes on. Like, did you know, I thought that was the first, I'm so hot for Marissa Tomei, and I thought that was the first time she was naked was in The Wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you talk to Mr. Skin. Apparently, 1 hour, 17 seconds, and a millibyte, she's topless in a Bactine commercial. It's like the guy knows everything. He's just sick. Anyway, we're talking about today the top 10 sexiest mother-daughter combos. Ladies and gentlemen, for your Mother's Day edition, Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
Hey,
good to
hey,
have
everyone.
You back.
How are you?
Hey, how's everyone doing? Great.
Do me a favor. I've got, it says here, top 10 sexiest mother-daughter combos, which, of course, led my perverse mind to think of mothers and daughters nude or semi-nude in films together. That's not what this list is.
Well, you're close. Realistically, you're not going to get naked moms and naked daughters in the same movie, but...
Realistically, you can if you have the right eight ball and it's 1981.
that was a different era. But, no, what I was doing it with Mother's Day Sunday, I was trying to come up with a fun spin on Mother's Day for MrSkin.com, and it would have been real easy for me to just do a top 10 list of the hottest MILFs. Not a big challenge for me, because anyone who has a daughter is basically a MILF, but I put the spin on it to say, okay, I want the top 10 hottest celebrity actresses, moms that have been naked, but then they also have to have daughters that have done nude scenes, so it's the mother-nude, daughter-nude combination. Again, not in the same movie, because kind of difficult when there's a 25-year age difference for that to happen, but... It's a fun list. It was a challenge, but we have 10 great ones. I thought I'd share the highlights with you.
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about MILFs and stuff, and, like, my ex-wife is a total MILF. Mm-hmm. She's also a total bitch, but I have to grant her that. She's a total MILF. On the other hand, I'm old enough to be my current girlfriend's father. So it's just there's just weird stuff going around in the Bonadici world right now. And I'm going to give you a little test. Hopefully you don't already know this, and you'll just be going by detective work. There are 20 women on this list. I have had sex with one of them.
You're kidding.
No, and you get to pick at the end of our list who you think that might have been.
Oh,
you
know, I have a guess.
Without doing a thorough analysis of this list, I have a feeling I know which one, but I'm going to save it for the end.
If you think you're good enough to shoot without even being asked the question, this is who wants to be a pervert heir. If you think you're good enough to shoot without even being going down the list, I'd love to hear your guess.
I want to say Carol Connors.
Wrong!
You guys already know. She's a 70s porn star, so I figured in your world that would have happened.
Okay, unfortunately, in the 70s, I was 10.
I know that, but she was kind of an over-the-hill porn star in the 80s when you would have had a good shot at her like other people.
I had sex with an over-the-hill porn star 3 years ago, who is now making a big comeback now that they're making Cougar movies.
Yeah.
Like, this chick was out of work when I got her, and now she's like, she's a Nailin Palin.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, so at the end of the list, we will try and guess.
All right, good. Well, the one I know for sure it's not is Jane Mansfield.
I could make the obvious joke here and say she gave me blank.
Oh,
but
God.
She was decapitated, yeah, so it's probably not that funny. Okay, let us start with the number 10. Go ahead.
All right, well, number 10 on the list is, you can't have a list of mother-daughters without Janet Leigh from Psycho. And Jamie Lee Curtis, her daughter. Now, Janet Leigh, 45 minutes into Psycho, the shower scene. We actually grabbed the nip slip from that. She actually did show breast in that. Hitchcock strategically did it, so he was trying not to show anything, but I don't think he anticipated DVDs and frame-by-frame activity. So.
I don't think he anticipated you.
Yeah, that's...
Because I've got a remote control, and I hate to admit this, it says step forward and step back, so you can see the exact frame you want to see over and over and over again.
Wow.
And you can just get hypnotized, man. So, yeah, I will give you Janet Leigh and Jamie Lee Curtis. Janet Leigh, I think, in her day, the prettier of the two.
Oh, but yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis... for a time, had the best rack on a movie star.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say, in the 80s, there was no better rack than Jamie Lee Curtis. You can argue if she's hot or not and all the jokes people make about Jamie Lee Curtis, but no one can argue how great her rack is.
No, you certainly couldn't.
Places, best place to see it.
Yeah, and Trading Places, speaking of, I would trade places and go to Iraq just to squeeze her rack from the 80s.
Yeah, but her mom's so much hotter than her.
Her mom was so hot, but also more mysterious in that day and age. And plus now Jamie Lee Curtis writes children's books and yells at you.
Right.
So let's jump down to number 9.
Number 9 on the list of naked moms and their naked daughters. Now, I'll have to start with the daughter because it'll help you, but Eva Green, if you know Casino Royale with Daniel Craig, the James Bond movie.
Possibly one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, I love that movie. She played Vesper Lynn, the gorgeous, gorgeous girl he hooks up with in the movie. Well, she did a movie called The Dreamers in 2003. Danny, if you haven't seen this, it's a must. She's pretty much naked from start to finish, and there's menage action, there's crazy stuff, but it's complete nudity from Eva Green, The Dreamers. Her mom is a French actress named Marlene Jobert, who's been naked in 8 films. I doubt many people have heard of her, but she's a big star in France. So.
You know what? So is Jerry Lewis, and I don't want to see him naked. All right, let's move on to number 8.
Number 8 was the one I thought you had sex with, Carol Connors, who is the nurse in Deep Throat, the most famous porn movie of all time. But her daughter is Thora Birch, the girl from American Beauty that was naked in The Window. Remember?
Are you serious?
That's her, yeah.
I totally did not know that.
She kind of has that freak look to her, but she's kind of come a long way from that, though, and she's really pretty now.
Well, when your mom's name is pretty much the same as the name of the guy that played Archie Bunker, it can throw you. That's Carol O'Connor. Okay, number 7.
Number 7, Jane Mansfield. Sex kitten in the 50s, the Marilyn Monroe era. She did a movie in 1963 called Promises, Promises. It was one of the first mainstream American movies to feature a celebrity nude, and it's one of my favorite movies for nudity. Her daughter is Mariska Hargitay, who people would know as Olivia Benson on Law & Order SVU, and she's become a big TV star. And she did a movie called Welcome to 18, where she's in the shower naked. It is a body double. It is not her, but we were lucky enough on April 24th of 2003, Mariska was on the Conan show and actually had a real nip slip where breasts popped out during the interview. And at the Skin Labs, we discovered that, and that is her nudity from Mariska Hargitay.
Very nice. For those of you who don't know, we were talking about James Mansfield. She's way before my time, but she's such an icon.
She's so
she
pretty.
She is one of the blonde bombshells. And the story is, because she always used to wear these really long scarves, the story is that her scarf got caught under the rear tire of the car she was driving and decapitated her. That is not true.
Right.
What really happened is she hit a truck and got scalped from the eyebrows up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, just as gory, but I guess the scarf thing was a better story. So, yeah, you're right. On people I could have possibly slept with on this list, Mansfield's out because I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
All right, number 6 is a great one. We are talking with Mr. Skin about mother-daughter combos, mothers and daughters that have appeared naked in movies. Not together necessarily, but your number 6 is a nice choice.
Yeah, well, if you're any guy that was watching cable in the 80s or 90s knows who Nastasia Kinski is. She's a German actress. She's been naked in actually 20 films and 2 TV shows.
But, and daughter of what people have openly said the greatest actor who ever lived. I happen to disagree, but the accent throws me. She's the daughter of Klaus Kinski.
Right, right. Well, she, exactly, and she did a movie called Cat People.
Yeah, that was awesome!
Yeah. With Klaus was in the movie, and just a crazy movie for Skin. Well, believe it or not, Nastasia Kinski has a daughter named Sonia Kinski who looks, Danny, if you think Nastasia's hot, the daughter might be hotter, believe it or not. And she did a movie last year called All God's Children Can Dance, in which she's completely nude in the for the whole movie. It's awesome. So if you're a fan of the Kinskis, you got to check this out. And they're number 6 on our list of naked moms and their hot naked daughters.
All right, let's jump on up to number 5.
Number 5, I threw a TV one in. Now, I would have loved to have done a Partridge Family, Shirley Jones and Susan Day,
but we've only got Susan Day, right?
Right. Shirley Jones was in a movie called Happy Ending where she came close at a bra but never did a nude scene. But
ew, I'd have to blind myself.
Well, I threw in a fun just TV one because this is the nudity is so good, and I don't know if people know that both of these mom daughters from a TV show have been naked, but if you remember Family Ties with Michael J. Fox, the mom was Meredith Baxter. She did a movie called My Breast, which was way after the Family Ties ended, in which it actually aired on NBC, and she actually was in a doctor's office, and they showed her breasts on network television. It was amazing. Sight. And anyone who knows Meredith Baxter, huge cans, great to see. That was great nudity. Her daughter on the show, Justine Bateman, I had given up hope. I was thinking, this girl's never going to do a nude scene. And about 4 or 5 years ago, she did a Showtime series called Out of Order, in which Mallory from Family Ties was naked. So Justine Bateman topless in the sauna in Out of Order. That's my number five, but that was a fun one. Meredith Baxter and Justine Bateman, just a TV.
In the picture I've got, she's a whole. I know Meredith actually, and I had no idea she had a pair like that.
Well, good. I could get that one off my list for girls you've had sex with if you didn't know she had.
Oh,
like that.
I didn't know I was giving hints.
That was
bastard.
Actually what I was thinking about because she was a TV star in the 70s.
Actually, they filmed a show called Baxter Loves Bernie.
Yes.
Right on stage 29, and we shot the Partridge Family on stage 30. Mm-hmm. But again, I was 10. The right. Likelihood of me having sex with a grown woman. About 50-50, really, but right. Not with that one. All right, number four.
Number four is, believe it or not, well, Lisa Bonet is the mom. This is the amazing one. Now, we all know her from Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. She did a movie in 1987 called Angel Heart.
One of
the best movies for nudity of the 80s. Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro were in the film.
Yeah, but if you like hot naked chicks covered in chicken blood, this is the movie for you.
What's a little chicken blood? Well, anyway, believe it or not, she has a daughter with Lenny Kravitz named Zoe Kravitz.
Right.
And her, there was a movie last year called Birds of America, and believe it or not, Lisa Bonet's daughter, her character was naked in Birds of America.
Oh, now, how old is her daughter now, though?
She's like 19 or 20, I want to say.
Okay.
Out of here.
But that makes you feel old when Lisa Bonet's the MILF, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so...
let's just jump on down to number three, then.
Number three on the list, famous moms and their famous naked daughters. Jade Barrymore, she was a kind of eccentric woman, actress, if you could call her that. She was married to John Drew Barrymore and was nude in a movie called Last Days of Disco, which, by the way, was a great nude scene. Drew's mom has incredible chest. Well, Drew Barrymore, the daughter, naked in a number of movies. Doppelganger, my favorite, 23 minutes in the shower. But Jade Barrymore, Drew Barrymore, number three on my naked moms and their naked daughters.
All right, we've got to get moving on this, so let's go to number two.
Number two, Blythe Danner, you know her as the mom in Meet the Parents, the Fockers, the Great Santini. Early 70s, two great movies for nudity, Love and Molly and To Kill a Clown. Her daughter, Gwyneth Paltrow. And Gwyneth won an Academy Award for Shakespeare in Love. Great topless scene in Shakespeare in Love.
And, you got to give it to him, a talented family right there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, and the number one, a mother-daughter combo is?
Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson.
Yep.
Very true.
Goldie Hawn naked seven times in her career, spanning 1970 to 2002. And Kate Hudson, check her out in Almost Famous. Just fast forward to the hour and 10-minute mark, a nice topless scene from her.
And if I'm not mistaken, in like cotton panties that were of the era of the 70s.
It.
So they're like, there's something intrinsically sexy about that.
You got it.
And I'm kind of, I'm pleasantly surprised only because Kate Hudson isn't really, she's flat. I mean, she's like A cups. And
well, so is Goldie Hawn. They're both pretty much the same bodies, like small breasts but incredible butts.
Right.
And,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because you can get away with the small breasts if you have the incredible body.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So our top 10 list was very interesting, and we always appreciate Mr. Skin. And it's MrSkin.com, correct?
Yes, it is. And Danny, can I guess?
Yes, you may.
All right. I'm going to say Jade Barrymore.
Winner.
Oh, yeah.
When you said she's kind of eccentric and then even laughed when you said her name, I went, it's got to have just occurred to him. Of course it was Jade Barrymore.
Oh, I'll have to grab you off the air and get some details on that one. That's a good one.
Dude, you know where it started? It couldn't be more ridiculous. It started at one of the many reopenings of Studio 54.
Oh, man.
It was like people who just refused, we're not going to grow up, we're going to continue to do blow in public on a dance floor. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how the hell she was in my room, and I went, aren't you Drew Barrymore's mom? Which is not a good come-on line, by the way, in case that was coming out. Anyway, Mr. Skin, if you want to go to all things, what do you actually promote at your site? When you go to MrSkin.com, what do people see?
Well, you just go and, we got the Skinformation on over 17,000 actresses, so you could come and find out any actress, see if they've been naked, or even just in underwear or bikini, or see girls Danny Bonaducci's had sex with, you could see them naked.
I'll have to send you a list.
I think you have about, I want to say there's a few on this at our website that you've had sex with.
I would bet there's at least a handful.
Yeah, I might have to do next time. My top 10 list will be girls at my site that you've had sex with.
Okay, but some of them aren't that hot, dude. Some were just famous, and I thought it'd be worth doing. All right, but I'm telling you right now, none of them were Carney Wilson. All right, Mr. Skin, thank you as always for being on the show, and go to MrSkin.com for all your skin information.
Okay, thanks.
See you, buddy. Thank you.